year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town, C-Folk, Cut Master Swift down your throat.
Left on by, trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ain't getting hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To give it a
they can't hear.
Hmm?
Because somebody just said they can hear. I know everybody. They'll be listening. They'll be.
No, it's my side. Can't hear. All right, can we hear? Everybody hears now.
Oh, jigaboo.
Goddamn jigaboo. Oh, well, sorry for the technical difficulties.
Operator error.
Block Talk Radio. We are back live. Fuck all in. We are
back. Did anybody hear anything? Do we need to start on? We got time. I don't care.
Okay, fuck play the music.
Let's play the music.
Cut that shit up.
All the hoes say,
hoes say,
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town, C-Folk, Cut Master Swift down your throat. Shout it. What? Solutions left with on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this mic. Welcome.
Listen, this is we already doing episode 15.5.
This 15.5, we is sorry for the technical difficulties because my assistant was upstairs doing some running them damn dick suckers and didn't get the damn production shit right. So, shout out to my sister. She's going to get some plenty of meat in her mouth tonight.
we didn't talk bullshit for 15, 20 minutes, and so, then ain't nobody can hear. Thanks for the people who told us that they couldn't hear. I appreciate it. I really do.
We really appreciate the people. Guess what? I might add a gift card for you, but now I don't. But anyway, thank you for listening to, what's the name of our show?
100 Proof Radio.
100 Proof Radio. Matter of fact, tell these motherfuckers the number. So, real friends don't want to help you, do.
No, man.
It's hard to find.
The number to call in is 215-383-5878. Once y'all, you know, I say it every week, if you have something y'all agree with or disagree, I don't care. If you want to call to talk shit, that's cool. Yeah, that's the number to call in if you have any questions or just want to talk shit with us.
Yeah, that's the number. Anywho, I don't know if you caught the first part of the show, but guess what? We're going to do it again.
Why not?
So, today,
Postman Chronicles.
The Postman Chronicles, like I said, I am a mailman, and this time of the year, it sucks to be a mailman because I watch for dogs. Let me tell you something, what scared me the other day. Let me tell you about these white people in the neighborhood. I mean, so I walk up to the porch. I got this big-ass package.
Right.
The motherfucking snowman, I mean the damn Santa Claus start fucking moving and walking and start talking. Big ass, tall ass, white snowman. Santa Claus walk. Have a holly jolly Christmas. Scares the shit out of me. I don't know who TV that was I dropped, but I am totally sorry. You know the last time what happened when a white man chased me, don't you?
What?
They riding the king, my ass.
No, they ain't
So I got them dropped their TV and I kept going. just to go back around and steal that bitch when it got dark. But anyway, we ain't gonna talk about that. So, the mailman, it sucks. Take your ass to FedEx and go do some shit. Don't come to the post office.
What
are the topics? We're just gonna go anyway.
We got one of our special guests. I don't know if he want to be brought into it or not, but he can't be in the background. Chiming in, like we got a special guest Q with us today.
That is my brother from another mother. Now we got the same mom. What I'm talking about?
It's questionable, lady.
That's what they told me.
Mom or daddy questionable, one of them.
Because he always told me they found me when I was little. You remember that shit?
Yeah,
he used to tell me all the time that they found me. But yeah, that is my blood brother in studio today.
Just a quick preview because people are asking. It's on the site, but if not, no particular order. We got Why Do Men Like Strip Clubs, Good and Bad Christmas Gifts, and Long Distance Relationships. So, Q, get your thing cap on, and whenever you want to chime in when we get to that part, just let us know, man.
Yeah, you come on, because we know you know a little bit about all three of these, don't you? We know you know all three of these. But anyway, what were we talking about? Don't get into the news you positively can't use. Go ahead.
That's actually what we can name this segment. Mm-hmm. The news you positively can't use.
Yeah, I stole that from Ricky Smiley. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't ever watch him. Damn, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But anyways, we got, Birdman. You know how to explain. Go ahead and explain to him who Birdman is.
Birdman is, we're not talking about the white guy that used to play with LeBron James. We're not talking about him with all the tattoos that raped that little boy. We are talking about the Birdman with the big-ass star on his head that with cash money. He is the cash money CEO, the president, the dude boy, the water boy. He all of the above when it comes to Cash Money Records. White people, I'm not talking about Cash Money as in green guys. That's what are you used to. We are talking about literally Cash Money Records. It is a record company, and half the motherfuckers are locked up, but go ahead and tell the people.
All right, so basically, he's doing a 20-year, he ain't even doing a reunion. Bad Boy had a reunion.
He had a reunion.
Well, they brought back everybody. They brought back everybody who wasn't dead.
Yeah, basically.
Or locked up.
Yeah.
Or in a gay scandal with Diddy.
Yes, they all are. And I didn't get to see one of my favorite people.
Drag on.
I didn't see him or Loon.
Loon?
I didn't see Loon. Yeah, you like Loon? Loon was tight.
No, he wasn't, man.
Loon look like my brother. Tall, dark, and handsome.
But they had this... Baby wanted to have this reunion. Well, not even. I keep saying reunion. But a tour with Cash Money celebrating 20 years. I don't know. I mean, Jill, do you think you can have a tour with, celebrating 20 years if the people who got you there ain't even with you no more?
Because
Lil Wayne is not going to be there.
Fuck you. Like I said today, if you die tomorrow, the show must go on night, and the show goes on.
Well, you know, that's what Goody Mob said, and they had their little falling out. They came out their album, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
So I'm going to take it.
Ticket sales may not be that great.
But some money is better than no money.
So you have it anyway.
You have it anyway.
Got to, because you got to get a fans that won't, because somebody may not like the artist that you like, and I lie so much.
But who's left out? I mean, because you got to realize Drake and Nicki and them, they young money. I mean, I guess they still deal with Baby some, but
yeah,
they ain't gonna. You think they gonna cross Wayne to go do a tour with Baby, or are they following who got the check? I guess, huh?
They don't follow who got the. We talk about that all the time. They always gonna go where the money is. They gonna get. You gonna go where the money? Because 9 times out of 10, he got all of them in a fucked up contract anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you don't show up, we gonna go to court and you gonna pay me. He gonna win, or you gonna get your ass beat one. Or you gonna give him some booty like the white man giving him booty for 20 years.
That's crazy. 20. I don't know, man.
He been telling him since he was 14 years old. I'm just saying.
All right. I didn't want to talk about Baby no way because he looked like he got the 5-star Dragon Ball on top of his head.
Yeah.
So I don't care about talking about them no way. But I figured I gotta give him just a minute or two at a time. Back to more people we don't want to talk about, but they stay in the news. The latest on Blac Chyna and Rob. basically, what's going on is on Instagram, they found it. She was in her DM. She was calling Rod fat, lazy, and then she did plan on leaving him or whatever, you know.
And trademarking that name.
And trademarking the Kardashian name. And she had inappropriate messages with Young Thug and Jaden Smith. I don't know what she's doing with Jaden Smith.
Well, first of all, we know that was harmless because neither one of them gonna fuck her. Because both of them boys gay. I don't give a damn what you say. Yeah, I said it on my show. Something wrong with Jaden Smith and something damn sure wrong with Young Thug.
So, the first thing that they say when something like that pops up, I got hacked. So, do you think she was hacked and somebody did it and she had nothing to do with it?
No, she sent it. No, what happened was her and Rob was in the bad land down together when they sent the shit out.
So, it's all publicity.
Yeah.
Wish I could have got paid on my videotape.
Let you want me to tell you what Donald Trump and Kanye really talk about?
What?
He said, hey, Kanye, listen up, my nigga, because that's what he said. Trump said that. Well, you know he say nigga all the time with the ER, not the GA. But anyway, he told him.
Nigger, get my bag.
Yeah, he was like, look, nigger, I want to know the goddamn doctor that Kim went to so I can take Savannah Trump over there to get her done. Because that bitch legs look like two broke hot dogs rubbing together. You ain't never seen her legs?
No, man.
She got wrinkles in her kneecaps. I'm like, how the fuck did you get wrinkles in your kneecaps? And so that's what they were talking about. I know in Chicago, like you said earlier, then you say Obama from Chicago, and he ain't even goddamn gonna talk nothing to.
That's what I'm saying. Like Obama, I mean, it's hard. Like politics is crazy, anyways, because like I mean, I know we don't got track a little bit, but you know what I'm saying. You have people like Oprah who go to Africa and build a whole school.
Yeah.
But she from Chicago. And Chicago look like it's Chirac, as they call it. She's from Mississippi, but she okay, my bad, I was corrected. She's from Mississippi, but she spent a lot of time in Chicago, too. So much so that I thought she was from Chicago. Either way, Mississippi is fucked up, too.
Yeah.
It really don't matter.
Yeah, you just got back from Mississippi, you rich motherfucker. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. But but at the end of the day, it's their fucking money. They can do what they want to. I understand that, but all the motherfuckers tricked. Because I tell you one thing, I remember my grandma used to listen to Oprah every day.
Every day.
Won't miss a show. Tell you anything you want to know about Oprah, what, birthmark it, all it.
So, Trump, chat telling us that that Trump is on a thank you tour, going around telling everybody thank you who voted for him. I guess states that voted for him.
Did you see what they got to wear to get in?
Uh-uh.
They got to wear camouflage. He thinking all the rednecks out there, and this is true. I ain't lying. Like, this is for real. You can look it up. He told them to bring your camouflage. You can get you can sleep in the tent for the hunting, and all like underprivileged people with some kind of boots or some shit they got going on. Like for real. Like it's like he want to thank all the rednecks. You can bring your 1919 rebel flag that was signed by Hitler and all them motherfuckers. Like,
you lying, Jill. You got a headline.
Man, I'm telling you, when you get the time, go to Ball Alert and look. The motherfucker having a Ku Klux Klan rally to thank all the crackers and all the white people that voted for him. I'm just telling you.
He had some black folks that voted for him, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't know, did he? You?
Why would I vote for Trump? Why would I vote for Trump?
I don't know. You did try to get Illuminati every day.
He ain't part of Illuminati. They don't want him. He ain't gonna be no puppet. And that's probably what got him elected anyway.
Might be right.
Yeah, and Donald Trump, he too wild. And whenever you're a president and motherfuckers can't stop you from tweeting.
You're right. You're gonna do what the fuck
you're
right.
Do what the fuck you feel like doing.
Yeah, you're right.
Not to get all political, but it's something you probably didn't realize. You know that he doesn't really be going to those briefings and meetings. You know how they get.
Because they don't.
But guess what? Pence been going to all of them. He ain't missed one. So y'all, you think about what's gonna happen. Don't be surprised. And I guarantee you now, Pence is gonna be way worse than Trump, as far as you know. What I'm saying, not doing anything for you know people that's not of his complexion. The melanated challenge people.
Yeah, that's a big ass word that I don't know. What the
I know
fuck
I can barely say it myself.
Melatonin. I don't know.
Melanated.
But anyway,
I probably can't spell it. Why is it? Is it topic time already? I believe it is, man.
It's topic time. We go to topic time.
All right. This one we need Q to come in for real. You pick which one you want to come in on yourself. But, you know, you're part of the show now. You just kind of chimed in a little bit. And anybody want to call in before we get on these subjects? 215-383-5878.
We got to figure out what that means. Like, we got to see if that spell out fuck or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
5878.
Like, it might be like 215-383-fuck. You know what I mean? Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to look that up, man. We got to figure out words and make shit easy.
All right, first topic we got. Well, actually, I forgot. I don't remember. Was that? Oh, yes, we go. Good and bad Christmas gifts.
I can tell you a thousand of bad ones I done had. I went through 18 years of bad. I had one good Christmas. I was talking to Q.
Talking about you up there.
I had one good Christmas. One. Tell me one. I'm gonna ask you this right quick. Shop, what's one of your best Christmases that you'd have?
We're gonna say
best and worst. We got.
Man, I ain't really think about it. I just don't be on Christmas like that, man.
We're talking when you was a kid. You get no Power Rangers, no.
Hold on, off the top of my head, man. I was talking about this with your assistant. Oh man. No, that's not true, but it's still funny. I don't know. Is that right, Dad? but you know, if that's true, we got some talking to you. You owe about 30 some years of child support. So before you leave, I'm gonna need those socials.
You don't want your socials.
All right, Q. Step a little closer, man. I understand I can't hear you that good.
Go get a unique chair.
I got it. All right, so off the top of my head, good and bad Christmas gifts. I do remember, you know, I'm old as hell, so when the Super Nintendo Super Nintendo first came out, I wanted one super bad. But at the same time, that was when the Rollerblades came out, which was equally hot at that time. And my parents told me I could only get one. And you know, fellas, if it comes to some damn skate and some in the Super Nintendo, which one do you want?
I want Super Nintendo.
So,
I do anyway.
So, you know, Christmas came and I seen that box up under there. And a skate box, a Nintendo box looked damn similar. So I ripped them bows off. Even thought I got shot. I was so damn mad. And it's like, but you said you wanted them too. I said I did, but not over there.
Yeah,
not over the video game. I was so damn mad, man. So I can't say that was the worst because, you know, some people, you know what I'm saying, don't get nothing.
One of the best
ones. Hell no, I was pissed off. I know that.
Well, I will tell you, the best Christmas I had is my ninth grade year. I got a PlayStation 2, a motherfucking gray mountain bike that my brother bought me. I got two pairs of shoes for Christmas. And they won Saucony's. Because you know your mama gets them Saucony's back and they were 2 for $40. That's something you might not know nothing about. I had yellow pair, the baby blue pair, ain't got a shit to match with it. And they called me Toucan Sam.
I remember that.
Because I ain't got shit to go with these shoes that was on sale. But that's the best Christmas I had. And I got a basketball goal.
Oh, you can't beat that. So, yeah,
good Christmas.
That was great. I had a lot of shit that Christmas.
I'm still broke. I'm still recovering from that one.
So, what was your best Christmas? What mom and dad, what's the best Christmas you had? Do you remember? I know that was back in the 70s, you jive turkey.
Oh, man. Yeah. Man, I honestly don't know. Mine was always pretty good, though, honestly. Really have some of the bad ones, but the best one, I couldn't tell. I remember the worst one. When our dad, mom, came over one year, I'm like, damn, this box heavy. I must got some good shit.
Some canned goods.
No, best is worse. There's some damn apples. No, it was some oranges. There's a damn box of fruit. Yep. I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do with all these fruits, man?
Your protein look low, boy.
Somebody from Bath sold them that shit.
Like, man, you gotta be shitting.
Well, I would say this too. The best Christmas I ever had was whatever the fuck he got for Christmas. Cause I was at his house about every Christmas, and that nigga got all kind of.
Actually, that was similar to us, because we never really felt like, you know, my cousins, all us around the same age. So whenever they had good Christmas, we had good Christmas too.
Oh, yeah. This nigga got trampoline go-karts, billy goat that he's feeding by hand in the backyard. This nigga had everything, treehouse, the whole nine.
Man, I tore up more of my cousin's gifts than anything. I tore that shit up.
Yeah, what you doing?
Hey, I know my brother Chris remember this, man, when he threw Stretch Armstrong up in the air and he didn't catch him and he dropped him and cracked his skull over. We both sad. Like, what we gonna do? What we gonna do? We tore up his toy.
Hell no. So anybody out here got any good or bad Christmas gifts, call in and let us know. 215-383-5878. Anybody out there like
y'all? Tell us, call us. Tell us how much is too much to spend on a gift.
Yeah, how much
for your lady or who? Well, actually, before we get to that, who is mandatory to get gifts for? Who's mandatory?
Shit, your kids. That's it.
Yep. That's it. Just kids.
Just kids.
Your old lady. Your mama.
I'm my mama. Shit. Missed out on me 31. You ain't getting your shit.
So So how much? Well, I guess since we just not spending nothing on your kids, how much is too much to spend on your kids?
So how much that bank account told you?
So don't go broke. I don't know.
Don't go, let me tell you, cause you got some hoes out here that will go broke over trying to. I done told you before when you been like, she in love with her kids, she'll suck a dick.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people will go, well, I had to go get nook, the bike, the race contract, the Xbox 1, 2, and 3. You get what I'm saying? Instead of just, well, you get one thing, you get the fuck on one big, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. And I feel like, and ladies, let me tell y'all motherfuckers something. Sex ain't a good Christmas gift if you ain't sexing all the time. So let me tell y'all that.
That shouldn't be a special anyway.
Because you know some women, well, you got me for Christmas. No, bitch.
You got me too. Yeah. Yeah. Work both ways.
That's what I'm telling you. You get all of this in your mouth. So I need.
I know who my brother is. Boy, you a fool.
I'm not giving you nothing extra for Christmas, but how much this load I'm going to drop on you. But anyway.
All right. I got somebody saying that, If both parents got it like that, no more than $200 for your kids, no matter what. If you got it, we just assume you got it.
Well, I disagree, and I'm a cheap motherfucker. If we got it, if he can get the Xbox One and the Play, not both, but you can get the one, cause that's $250 on that.
But you got, kind of to piggyback what we're talking about, but you really gotta think about it. If you got it. I mean, black folks bad about it. How often do, whether it's your girl or your kid, do you just get them shit throughout the year?
$200 ain't going to do shit, though. It must be a 1970 kid.
Yeah, that's, you get what I'm saying?
But everybody got to get an iPhone the first time. You know what I'm saying? That's
but I'm saying $200 don't get you shit no more.
That's
it. How much do you need
if you taking care of doing that?
You got one kid, though.
There you go. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right about that. Think about that. What's that, $200 per kid?
Yep. Well, whatever. Hey, look.
We're not overtime.
Now, unless you, Jay, I got a homeboy named Jay. That nigga can afford the moon. He's fly up the baby when one of these rocks.
These are cheap as hell, though.
They normally are.
You said, yeah, you right.
You tell me somebody who got some money who give it away.
You right. He damn ain't getting nothing. He called me asking for $10 a day since 93. I'm like, nigga, what's in the fourth grade? You talking about $10 back then?
All right, if we done with the Christmas portion of it, let's move on to these long distance relationships. I guess we're gonna assume that you're taking it serious.
Yeah.
I guess. We're gonna assume you're taking it serious. We're gonna do pros and cons.
Okay, cool. All
right.
I know it's all off the top of your head, but do I need to go first or whatever? I'll go first.
You go first.
Let's see. The pros is when y'all into it, you're only a phone call away from ending all that tension. You know, from hanging up. And you hang up, the tension over. You ain't got to walk around in the house and somebody mad at you. You know what I'm saying? It's over. You're going to roll on, go sleep, whatever.
Cut your phone off.
Go cut your phone off. Another pro, news. You get news all the time. You're supposed to. Because that's all you got.
Yeah.
That's all you got. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, I guess I should do them back and forth like that.
Yeah.
The con is you don't get sex like that. If you're trying to be serious, you ain't getting sex from them.
You just make sure you don't first get them new.
Hey, some people keep them in a special folder.
Yeah.
Let me see. Another con. You're going to be on the phone all the time.
Well, hell.
Shit, you can do that now.
Yeah. I got a damn assistant I'm on the phone with all the time. I mean, she'll be up there to call you.
When it's long distance, that's all you got. You know what I'm saying?
That's all you got.
You know what I'm saying? You're Skyping. You know what I'm saying? I'm laughing because I'm looking at the chat room and say we care about, do people care about news like that? If it's long distance, what you mean?
Yeah, we fucking care about news. If you was upstairs and want to send me one. Send it to me, goddammit.
Yeah.
So
we care about news, man. That's all you got.
And we need to check our inbox and that.
I'm gonna ask both of y'all a question. How long do you stay in a long distance relationship?
Good question.
I guess they're varying from person to person.
How long could you stay in a long distance relationship?
Shit, that's a good one. I mean, I really don't have an answer. I mean, it kind of depends. Are we working to come here?
Okay. And you only see them once a month. Like, how long can we do this just once a month type thing?
I don't know. It'll be a minute. I probably could do it for a while. I'm kind of older now, so my patience probably a little bit better. But if I like 25 or something, it'd be hard as hell. Fucking something once a month.
Well, see, I'll tell you what. Go ahead. You know, I'll tell you one thing. You know, because we still have a debate on the chat about nudes. So
must be a female.
Of course. But if you send the nudes and if it's just a tease, don't you think that'll get my ass on the road a little quicker?
Yeah, exactly.
It'll get me on the road a little bit quicker if you just sent them nudes.
Yeah.
And it's gonna get you some. It might even get you some bills paid.
Yeah. But let me tell you one thing as a man too. Don't be come sending me no damn pictures that you gonna put on Instagram.
And that's the worst.
Don't send me no
I'm
goddamn
glad you said
pictures.
That. Say that again, Jim. Say that slow for the slow people.
Don't send me a picture of you that you about to post on social media anyway.
That is not special.
That ain't fucking special. Look at this. Just to get my opinion first, and then you gonna let everybody else in?
You may not even be first.
Yeah. So, yeah, the pros to being in a long distance relationship, I could cheat on your ass, and I ain't gotta really worry about getting caught.
Hey, one thing for sure, the sex gonna be explosive because you had to wait for a while to get in that ass. So when you finally get it, there should be some shit like, yeah, it was worth the wait.
Now that she'd have been putting the bohawk snout too many times, yeah, like damn, snout. Bitch is deep. I'm swimming in this pussy. I can't find myself. I stuck my fist in the bitch for a whole fist.
Pro and con, I guess, either build trust or break it. One to two.
It's going to do one.
One to two. Either y'all going to be tight for life or you have trust issues like a motherfucker. If they do anything suspicious and you can't check up on them, you know, they really take a lot of maturity to have one.
Yeah.
Me personally, I couldn't do it.
Hell no.
I can't do it because I got to have a blowjob at least.
This Negro right here.
Once a week. So after that first week, you talking about, I can't get you a blowjob, but I'm going to see you pinching my tongue. Bitch, I don't want to see your tongue. What you done ate? I don't want none of that. I want some ass. You need to drive and meet me halfway or something. So I ain't going to lie, I couldn't do no long-term relationship, not unless that bitch got some money. Then we can talk.
Q, what you got you got any pros and cons off the top of your head that I didn't touch on?
No, that's about it, man. I mean, it's pros and cons of hell. What would be more of a con? I mean, how far? I mean, when you say long distance, they living in California, but they just like Atlanta somewhere.
If it's far, I think you got to be a bit closer. I mean, I'm sorry. Let me say, if it's, I know I said it wrong. If it's far away, the amount of time you're going to be in the relationship,
you gotta be less.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to say it right.
Yeah,
you know
gotta be less. You can't be in California, Alabama, something. I'm going
for
3 years.
It's gotta be about, you know, it's gotta be for 6 months or something at the most.
Well, I can do 6. I can cheat on a bitch in 6 months. That ain't nothing.
Yeah, but if you know, what I'm saying, an hour away, you can probably be long distance for years.
You're really an hour away. Because
you can see them every weekend.
Yeah,
hour away from Bookie Hill.
Yeah, hour away. We can do that.
That ain't bad.
I don't want to see you no way anyway, especially when you're on your period. I'm glad I don't want to talk to your ass no way.
So, we also asked, you know, we're getting some feedback in the chat. So they're saying that it takes longer. I guess a con would be it takes longer to get to know the person if it's long distance.
But hold on. You already know that motherfucker anyway.
Because you can't really start off long distance, can you?
I can't. You ain't starting off no damn relationship long distance. I don't see how
that's how people online do it.
Damn all that.
When
damn
people meet all online, it's not most time it's on this.
Man, it's on Zeusk. Yeah, it's gonna meet me at the goddamn Boosted Media Library. We gonna meet. It ain't no damn long distance. You know, let me tell you something.
So you gonna get catfished.
Let me tell you something. How many times you been on there? You be on one of these sites or whatever, match made in here, whatever shit called. You don't go pick no motherfucker from California, do you?
No, I wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. You go pick the motherfucker from Alabama.
What if you ugly though? You look like that fish meme, the green fish, the green Kermit looking thing.
You better have some money if you ugly. That's all I can say.
Because you're gonna be wanting them to choose you.
Yeah.
Your options is limited if you look like that meme.
Yeah, you're right. But trust me, it's an ugly man and four ugly women out here. It's an ugly motherfucker. I haven't seen plenty of them. Just go, let me tell you, go walk at Waffle House. You'll find an ugly bitch in there.
Waffles looking down. Workers, man. The Waffles workers be struggling.
Yeah.
That's some good ass waffles, though.
Yeah. So did you go to Waffles? It's ugly. It's ugly for ugly. Anyway.
So, Gio, you got any pros and cons?
I told you the good thing about being in a long distance relationship, she ain't here and you can cheat. That's you can just, yeah, baby, I love you, da 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 da. Get off the phone and go fuck somebody and come back and call her again. And the con part about it is she ain't here to get no pussy. It's all boils down to pussy. Because that's what you're in a relationship for anyway, for the pussy.
Hey, it be like that. You can.
What type of, you ain't in no long distance relationship with no love.
No, nah, man, you got.
Love gonna get your rocks off. Pussy get your rocks off.
All right, moving on to the third topic or whatever, and we should have probably three different point of views on this. Whatever. I think I'll go ahead and start off, but you know, we'll have three different point of views, and we'll see if they agree or disagree with me, and whoever want to call in and you know, put in your 2 cents, you can. You know, so everybody got the number already. Why do men like strip clubs? I know the homeboys gonna be like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Right. When I say this.
Okay, we go say.
But it's jealousy, man. We like to have jealousy. You know why? Because
we like strip clubs.
Women, it's jealousy. Because women all day, every day get to you know, get dudes on their face, pretend to like them, promise them the world, all that, just, you know, just for sex. You know what I'm saying? And so much so that they get numb to it. So where do we go to get that feeling to where motherfuckers all on our dick, you know, all day, every day, just like they get? You know what I'm saying?
Back page.
Oh, we got someone speaking. Hold your thought, you, because he's scratching the head. He got to say something about it. Hold on. Kyle, go ahead and put your 2 cents in.
Hey, this is your boy Loki, man. What's going on?
Goddamn Loki. Wait, hello.
What's up?
What up, Loki?
What's up, Wiki?
Merry Christmas.
What up, man?
What's your order? You cooking? You barbecue?
Hey, can y'all hear me good, man?
Yeah, we hear you,
cuz. What's popping?
Man, I'm in jail, man.
Oh,
jail. Don't drop the soap.
How you get a cell phone in jail, Loki?
Man, these niggas got Bluetooth and everything up in here, man.
Yeah. Well, hey,
yeah,
they got.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get out of here. Man, I'm trying to get out of here, man. I've been in here like a whole goddamn month. I'm trying to see if y'all nigga let me get about $3,500. I can get out of here. I'm going to pay you back when I get out, cuz.
I don't know if I got $3,500, Loki. I got $35 to get you some noodles and oodles.
Man, that ain't going to do shit. That ain't going to give me no noodles. Hey, man. I'm saying, though, I got the money, but I got some hoes, man. I don't want to let them know what my money is, because they see the money, they going to get more than $3,500, and then I ain't going to see their ass no more. I'm trying to see one of y'all niggas let me get $3,500. I'll pay you back when I get out.
I'm not
low-key.
I ain't got
low-key, no
I'm not waiting
to
get your damn taxes, bro.
No.
Hey, I don't work. I got money. Talking about some. I ain't never had a tax check.
It's too close
to
Christmas, man. I can't help you.
Okay, man, I'll give you four back.
No, Loki, I can't do that, Loki.
I'm saying I'm innocent, bro. Man, let me tell you what happened, man.
Okay, all right,
what happened, Loki?
Man, I was going over one of my little hoe house, man. And so, you know, I parked on the side in the alleyway because I ain't want her dude to come up. Or I ain't want one of my other hoes to see me in the yard. And I noticed it was a window open over there. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, whatever. I start texting a little bit, like, hey, leave the door open. I'm coming in. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, police roller, put your fucking hands up. And then, you know, they tell me, you just broke in that goddamn house. I was like,
oh, that is picking your phone, man.
Damn.
That ain't got it.
Low key, man.
Damn.
That ain't got your ass. His phone and drop. They dropped. I hope he just dropped the phone and then dropped himself, man.
God damn.
The wooden product was coming.
Man, I'm going to get low key out of jail next week, man.
You shitting me? You
got to get low key out of jail next week. But my bad, man. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, go ahead. We were talking about the script.
But the short version really is, and I know people don't want, but you know, the fellas probably won't agree, but because, you know, everybody all tough. But man, when you go to a strip club, don't they make you feel like king?
They make you feel.
Even if it's for the money. Yeah. But that's no different than how the dudes do the female. If they trying to talk about the draw, just like they, the if a nigga trying to talk the girl out the draw, finessing them, doing this and doing that for them, they you know, they head be so big. But we go to strip club, the strippers try to talk us out our money. The same thing.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't like strip clubs, though. Believe that shit or not, all the shit I've done, y'all never heard me talk about going to strip clubs.
Not really. I don't ever hear you say that.
Nah, man. It's like,
because
me,
you know all the hoes.
Yeah, that's true, but hey, it's just, for me personally, it's kind of like a waste of time. Because last, like you said, Shop, they want one thing and that's money.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I'm like, well, they ain't doing nothing. You can't really fuck nothing. I mean, you can. Well, I know you know.
Yeah.
Dick sucked, I guess. But at the end of the day, it wasn't no challenge. I like a challenge. You know what I'm saying? Make work a little bit for the pussy. Them hoes don't make you work for nothing, though.
I was like, listen to this dude. Hey, we already laughing. Yeah, I'm fucking saying. I would never really guess that, but
nah,
now
just club.
Once he mentioned that, I don't recognize him. I don't remember him hitting us up trying to go to the strip club.
You know,
I didn't think about that.
I grab my hoes out club.
Exactly. Exactly. I said it because I wrote that down. Another reason why we do like him is because that's the last chance to ask after club and close.
Yeah.
That's the last chance.
If you ain't got a bunch of hoes.
Because that's after hours.
If you ain't got a bunch of hoes, that's your best bet. Let me think.
I grab him in the club here.
The scribbles, man, they are my friends. So any scribbles that listen to my show, you can DM me at Gerald GL Leslie. I will fuck you, and I do got $40. and this is a great month to come and fuck with me because I am working a lot of extra hours.
So GL,
catch me in a post truck.
Catch me in a post truck. I'll fuck you with my male hat on.
So, how do you feel about going to strip club with significant other? Do you do that? Have you done that? How was it?
I have done that. I have paid. Let me tell you something. it ain't nothing like going to the strip club when you got your woman that likes to go too. Because
she likes to go.
Because you get your meat pulled on. You know the stripper thing. You go double in the back. You take you and your old lady in the back.
I ain't know that.
See,
you got to pay double.
You don't got to pay double.
This motherfucker a strip club.
I'm coming. I didn't know that.
You don't got to pay double because if your assistant look good enough.
Gotcha.
You get what I'm saying? You going back? They already like your assistant. Now I got two hands on my meat. I might not get it all covered. But here, two hands on it. So you know what I'm saying? You got your lady pulling on your meat. You got the strippers pulling on your meat because they like your just the whole bunch of just meat pulling, meat slap, man.
So is it to have fun or is the ultimate goal to get the stripper home with you?
Yeah.
Digging in threesomes.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Get the stripper home. Yeah. That's the whole key. Look. Let me tell you. Have you ever?
Not saying you're trying to convert your girl, but or your assistant or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Not saying you're trying to convert them, but you're just trying to. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to introduce her to women, or would she be into women anyway? So okay. Answer this question, because I don't know. We need some callers to call in. So any females who go to the strip club with your man. I mean, I'm not saying are you bi, but are you open to it? Because would you be there if you wasn't?
Do you want to cheat on? Do you want me to cheat on you? Do you want to help? What you want to do? Because all I'm going to do is come back and say next week, hey, look, she ain't going to be with me. I got $40 next week. It's pay week. What's up?
I'm dropping off mail.
I'm delivering packages and delivering iron.
So is it to you know that part of the strip club thing, and when it comes to being with your old lady, the goal is to you know possibly have a threesome.
Yes, a foursome if you can. If you got enough iron for them, get it to them.
There'll be some pros and cons on that shit.
It's
that
a
shit
pros.
Backfire your ass.
Yeah, because you might get up in this, but all the things you just gotta make sure no matter how good that stripper pussy is, you just gotta make sure that you keep telling your old lady that hers better. And everything goes smooth.
Don't you agree with that, Q? You think that? Because I think that's a lot of talk. I think it's hard to pull that off.
Because first expression is everything. She get the circle in that damn pipe, you lean back with your damn toe spread. Like,
well, I'm fucking the dog. I'm not a morning fuck. I cut everything out. My black tail, you ain't gonna see nothing. Y'all, you gonna hear meat smack.
Hey, you some next level, man. I can't pull it off, man. That's
because you ain't tried. You got to try.
This
sounds expensive to me.
Trisexual right here, boy. He's training. About
$60. Yeah. You'd have been $60 on the damn hat you got on your head, man. You're pay for some food, but won't pay for some pussy. Y'all niggas crazy.
All right, yeah, man. Tell me. A good strip club story, man.
The best.
Let me break it down like this. When can you not be yourself at a strip club? When can you not be the king?
When you're broke?
Well, you're right. You can't be the king of the strip club when it's another nigga in there tipping way more than you.
Cause they flocking to him.
They go to him because me and Shockton been in the strip club. We was the king. We only got $40. So we get in there, all the bitches around us, we smoking, drinking, having time, titty on his shoulder, titty on my head. Ooh, it's an old white man coming in the motherfucking club. This motherfucker starts tipping $5 bills.
Damn.
They spread like roaches.
It make your ones look like nothing.
It make you look like you got chump change. I'm like,
this will have bullet wounds and stretch marks here.
Nah, you just gotta know how to.
You got to go on a Thursday when it ain't no money.
For the end of the month.
Exactly.
It's levels to it. Yeah, you gotta go on a you know Thursday or something like that. Thursday, if you go on a Saturday, they ain't gonna notice you.
Hey, $40.
Cause the dope dealer's in there.
Yeah.
The dope dealer's in there that day.
Yeah.
You don't want to compete with them.
You can't be Keith, JJ, Darius, Ollie.
Hey, stop dry snitching on here, man.
Hey, you can't
talk to me.
That's not going on. You know you're going to win Thursday. Your check looks real good in there, too. Ain't nobody coming in. It's awesome. Am I lying?
No, you ain't lying, man. I'll tell you one thing, and another good thing about strip club. Oh, they got the best damn music.
Best food at times, too.
The best, Q said the best food at times.
Yeah.
And not them damn fish sandwiches on stage.
Nah, hell no. Nah. We told you, remember, Showcase had the, what happened to the white truck? You remember the white truck? You can go out there and get your whole pulled pork plate. Like, damn. He gone. I ain't seen him since. Like, motherfucker. So, with that being said, man, I love strip clubs.
I didn't go there with you that one time. You tell me, I asked you about some stories, man. You said, what happened with
you?
I wasn't there that time. What happened?
One time I was in the strip club, right? It was a drunk dude. You know, he was making the stripper work hard for that dollar. You feel me? Like, work real fucking hard for the dollar. And the stripper got mad. So, he started looking all drunk. He had a cigarette in his hand. He burnt his butt. And she hollered so loud the security beat the hey, they knocked his ass out like they did you that time.
Oh, man, Chris Cross. Hey, Chris Cross got me murdered at the club there one time, man.
And then act like you don't remember.
Shock, what are you talking about?
I don't remember. Well, yeah, I see him burn her. And she, I don't think that girl danced no more that night. She had a big, and I think it was a black and mild. He put it out on her head. She screamed so loud at the damn, you know how Showcase is. Them DJ cut the music off. He burned my ass. She jumped out there saying like goddamn cheetah. Gone. They whooped his ass too.
So we got Q who don't like strip clubs.
No, I like them.
Oh, you do?
I mean, they all right. I don't go like this cat over here on the left.
I was about to ask specifically, what was it that makes you not really care for him? Because you just don't want to pay? Not just, you know, I'm sure you got it, but you just make
it
not want to give it to him.
He got more money.
You don't
want
to give it to them.
No,
it just never appealed to you.
It just never appealed to me like that, man. Cause
he said
it just sparked my. It went. Oh no, it's just something about it, man. I just always like being in the club. You know, I really didn't like strip club. I just find the hoes in the club versus strip club. Like GL, he like go to the strip club. He like make it rain, I guess. I just go to the club and just grab something out, and we gone.
Right.
A little bit different for me. Like you said, I always had the hoes anyway.
Yeah. As we get ready to wrap this up a little bit, so I pretty much said the reason why men like those strip clubs because it gives us that feeling that females take for granted. You know, we get hot like that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, a little role reverse.
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And because they always claim, well, I know the chicks are like, well, he just want to fuck me. You know what I'm saying? Well, she just want my money. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing.
Yeah. I love strip clubs. I do. Because it's always that possibility that...
You know, and I didn't even put this... I'll tell you another thing. And I didn't even write down. I thought about it a long time ago. Another reason, and especially if you're in a relationship... Well, if you're not in a relationship or whatever, not serious, that's a good feeling to have that. But if you're in a relationship and you still want to go to strip clubs, you want your girl to be nasty, but not fucking filthy.
No.
And your strip club girls is filthy.
They filthy. Yeah.
Suck my dick, tie shit on myself.
Big old turd
on my dick.
You want to come home and you know what I'm saying? If you want to have your lady be kind of nice a little bit. Not a food, not no starfish position in bed, but you know what I'm saying? You know, the strip club girls are nasty.
They do.
And also it's kind of like real life porn. You know, when you get on porn, you type in what you want to see. Brazilian,
yep.
You know, white girls,
yeah.
Chinese, whatever. So, but strip club is porno in real life. You go, you tip the girl
that
you want to see.
Yep, exactly.
If your girl at home is Jamaican. If your girl at home is Jamaican. And you want something different? Go strip club and get you the,
that white bitch.
There you go.
Be batshit crazy.
And then also, you know, saying I've seen this before. And when they say about prostitution, the same thing for strip clubs. You're not necessarily paying them for sex, or you're not paying them for the attention. You're paying them to leave. Meaning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once you give them the money and it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing extra.
Is it?
Try these next time.
Until next time.
Right, what Boogie said. Another $40. There you go.
All right, we had our special guest Q in the studio with us today. You got anything you want to add today? Anything you want to speak on before we get ready to wrap this up?
Nah, we good. We keep doing y'all thing.
Hey, I would highly appreciate you coming in. And like I'm going to say this again, any scripters, please contact me. I will fuck you.
Talk about these who the crazy, light-skinned women or dark-skinned women next week.
Yeah, we can talk about that. That's what we can talk about it again next week.
Though.
It don't matter.
They're all crazy as hell.
All right, I appreciate y'all, tuning in today. The people who didn't listen live, y'all listen live next week because I know we got plenty of people who listen to it late.
We're going to hear nine motherfuckers. Hey, man, I went back and listened to your show the other day instead of just clicking on the shit. Yeah, they ain't doing nothing but watching goddamn Power Empire some shit anyway.
We had somebody in the chat in the last second say we act like we picking up the girls at the strip club and not just going to see them. I mean, you tell me, how many times did we leave the strip club with phone numbers? All the time.
All the time.
Yeah, that's the whole goal. Like, but I was just going in, just looking at
them.
You want to come out, just going to look in the box.
If you did go in there and paid your $40, once you get the number, you think you're paying again? No, you're working on getting them for free.
Exactly.
On that note,
like an investor, like layaway.
All right, I appreciate y'all tuning to One Proof Radio. Special guest Q coming in today. It's GL and Shaki signing out, bro.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. What I am, Dylan.
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't.